As we all know about our Gautama Buddha, when he was a Bodhisattva, he collected his paramita. He practice, yeah, and to fulfill his paramita, and that period is about four Asankhya Mahakappa and 100,000 Mahakappa.
Yes, and four Asankhya.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And but sometimes I hear the Bande here, a single Bande, and he said it's 400,000 Mahakappa.
400,000?
Yes, yes.
Bande
Who is this Bande?
Bande
Aryananda Bande.
Aryananda?
In the Dhammika Dhamma talk.
Yeah.
Dhammika.
400,000?
Yes. 400,000, yes.
We don't know these things. We know only 100,000 kappas.
Uh-huh.
What Buddha said to do that, even savakas.
Uh-huh.
Savakas means disciples.
Uh-huh.
They have only 100,000 kappas.
Yes.
Pacheka Buddha have 100,000 kappas and maybe two asankhyas.
Yeah, two asankhyas.
And it's called our Gautama Buddha had 100,000 kappas and four asankhyas.
Yeah, four.
But there are other Buddhas who can go up to eight asankhyas, and there are also 16 asankhyas.
Yeah, yes.
That is the limit.
Yes.
The limit is 16 asankhyas.
Yeah.
But the standard is 100,000 kappas.
Yeah.
I don't know, you can ask Vimayarananda to show the book from where he gets information.
How long about one asankhya? How long about one asankhya?
Asankhya, yes, now you see, this is... Asankhya, this
is... Asankhya.
One kappa is, let me see, 24 asankhyas.
Mm-hmm.
24.
One kappa is 24 asankhyas. 24 asankhya. One kappa. You divide it, 24 asankhya.
Uh-huh.
So for now, that means 100,000 kappas, full. Kappas is full cycle. Full cycle, one kappa.
One kappa.
And 100,000 cycle, full kappas. And one asankhya means the next is not full kappa. It may be out of the four asankhyas, only four you take. Only 16, 8 you take, or 16. For now, you can keep the pen.
8, 6.
他是这样，他说那个就是说一个大节里边包括二十四个阿僧祇，就是阿僧祇是个单位，然后他说一个大节里边包括二十四个阿僧祇，然后他说那个十万大劫，这是那个佛陀所及，就是经历的时间那边比较长那部分。然后那个四个阿僧祇是其中一个零头，然后就是说
四阿僧祇只是零头。
对，就是后面一个大劫的零头，因为一个大劫包括那个二十四个阿僧祇嘛。他说二十四个阿僧祇里边，他只过了四个阿僧祇。
If you know one asankhya is, now one kappa is this one, okay? One kappa, full kappa.
这是一个大劫。
So now this kappa is divided 24 asankhya.
把一个大劫分成二十四个阿僧祇。
This is one asankhya.
这是一个阿僧祇。
这个意思。
So therefore now, out of 24, Gautama Buddha fulfilled 4 asankhya.
Okay.最后那个大劫，他只过了四个阿僧祇。
Someone said about one asankhya is a period of one Buddha's time and between one and another Buddha's time, maybe very long time.Maybe many kappas.
Asankhya is also very big, very long time. Asankhya is very long time. But in between these asankhyas, for example, in this kappa, you have five Buddhas, no?
Five Buddhas.
This kappa.
Yes.
And now between, it's called, two Buddhas, there are asankhyas. For example, you have one asankhya is here, if you see in this Mahakappa. So there are five Buddhas, okay?
Five Buddhas.
This Maha Bhatta Kappa, auspicious Kappa. So therefore now, if the first Buddha was Konagamana,
Kakusanda.
Kakusanda. He might appear here. After he's passed away, maybe one asankhya passed. And then maybe after 2-3 asankhyas, the next
Konagama.
And after maybe after few asankhyas, Kasapa. And after you have Gotama, and after it's called
Mithaya.
Therefore now, this is called the period of two Buddhas, between two Buddhas called Buddha Anantarika Kappa is called. They call it Kappa. Again, the Kappas are divided in Buddha Anantarika Kappas. Okay? Now, for example, in this Buddha Anantarika Kappas can be a gap of four asankhyas. Four asankhyas can be a gap. Can be one asankhya. Can be 16 asankhya. Buddha Anantarika Kappa. Now, for example, if the two Buddhas appear in one Kappa, okay? Therefore, now 16 asankhyas, 16 asankhyas is for one Buddha. The rest, 24, no? 24 means 12. 12 asankhyas is for one Buddha, and 12 asankhyas is for the next Buddha. So, something like that.
So, the interval must be equal. The interval between each Buddha must be equal.
It is not equal.
Not equal.
It is, it depends. This is called how much period between two Buddhas, it is not fixed. Okay.
But according to the Buddha Wangsa Sutta, the Fonu Hingin.
Buddha Wangsa, yes.
It seems from the Dipankara Buddha. Dipankara Buddha and to the next Buddha is very long period, but this period is one asankhya. Maybe three asankhya. And from
So he's asking that there's one Buddha who gave the prophecy to Venerable Sariputta. This Buddha's name is called
Padmudra. That Buddha also seems very long period and from now and also after that. And in a very near close period, maybe 91, 92, 91, 70, like that, it's very close, and we can count the kappas. But in a very long period, because I comprehend is one asankhya is maybe. Maybe very, very many, many kappas, maybe millions of kappas.
This is actually now.
Someone said it's 10, and they get 10 to 170 times. Maybe it's uncountable kappas.
This is a mistranslation. Asankhya means is actually you can't count. You can't count.
Yes.
Even kappa you can't count. A kappa you can't count. Okay. But the thing is that according to the Abhidhamma books, Abhidhamma books, now we divided that one kappa is 24 asankhyas.
Yeah. Asankhya kappa.
Kappa it is also you can't count. One kappa, how much time? It is the Buddha give a simile only. The Buddha refused in the beginning to tell how much it is because you can't even give a simile is difficult. Okay, so then, but ultimately he gave a simile, just a rough estimate. So then, you don't know. It is it's uncountable. But now in the same way now asankhya it is translated you can't count because.
That's the meaning. Literal meaning of
literal
that.
Literal meaning
word.
Is yes, that.
Yes.
Literal meaning of asankhya. Therefore, some translators they translate it is you can't count. It is more than asankhya kappa, but it's not. It's not. It is actually one section of kappa. One section of kappa is asankhya. It is 1/4, 1/24. 1/24 of a kappa it is asankhya. This is the standard definition you get from the Abhidhamma books. Because this sutta sometimes, I can't remember any sutta commentaries. There are commentaries who explain these things.
No, so,
你的问题是什么？
那就是说那个三种类型的佛和辟支佛还有佛和大弟子，他们积累波罗蜜时间在整数部在那大头部分是一样的，只是零头差一点点，是不是？
不是那个辟支佛不是两个阿僧祇吗？啊对啊对对对，两个对对对，
都十万，然后零
是
零零嘛，那零头。
So he's asking that integral part, the integral part of a period of time of this Lord Buddha and Pachika Buddha and this Mahasavaka. So basically, their time period is almost equal because all of them has to have spent more than 100,000 couples of time. It's only a difference of asankhya.
Yeah, difference only as a kid.
Okay, so it's like that.
Because the paramis need to be fulfilled, no, it is a standard time when paramis need to become mature.
Mm.
The rest is only aspiration. Aspiration. For example, savakas, disciples, they don't have this kind of big aspiration.
Mm-hmm.
So then, they don't need to have an... accessory paramis, accessory paramis to fulfill that. But Samasam Buddhas and Pachika Buddhas, they have to fulfill more paramis. And therefore, to spend longer time, accessory paramis, means time, they have accessory time in order to fulfill this karma. So then, that is the slight difference. But all are arhats, okay? To become arhat. To become arhat, actually, you need 100,000 kapas.
okay.
So then after that, also, there are whether you want to arhat Pacheka Buddha, arhat Samasam Buddha, arhat Savaka. That's called. Therefore, that is a small difference there. It's not much difference. Asankhya is very big time. Asankhya is very big time. It is part of a kappa, but still it is.Big time.
So become Buddha is not very, not too much time.
他说了一个阿僧祇很长时间。
But now, okay, see, therefore now we have how many? Three kinds of bodhisattvas.
Yes.
Theravada, three kinds of bodhisattvas. One it is Sammasambuddha bodhisattva. The bodhisattva who wants to become a Sammasambuddha. One is Pacheka Buddha Bodhisattva. Those who fulfill the paramis to become Pacheka Buddha. They are Bodhisattva.
Yes.
And then we have the Savaka Bodhisattva. Those who have aspiration to become only Savakas. Both have, all they have to fulfill the paramis. But the Buddha, Sammasambuddha, has to fulfill his paramis.In three ways. Others they have to fulfill in two ways. Two ways. But the Buddha, Sammasambuddha has to fulfill in three ways. What are the three ways? Now it is
Parami,
Upaparami, Upaparami, Paramattaparami.
Parami, Upaparami, Paramattaparami.
Paramattaparami.
Okay.
Now Parami is called Dana, Sila, Bhavana, all these things. It's called just to give. Upaparami it is.You have to keep the limbs of your body.
Limbs.
If it is necessary to keep the limbs of your body, just for to save others. Paramata parami is to keep one's own life.
Life.
For to save others.
So
then, this is only Sammasambuddhas can do that. Okay? To save
others.
In that case now, but he has done this not many times. Our Gautama Buddha has done it only, we have only one Jataka, no?
Yes.
One Jataka about that he was a hare, a rabbit. So he has done it. So he has not done it. But giving the limbs, even Savaka sometimes can give the limbs. Give limbs just to help others. Not just to... Like the other monk who burnt his fingers. What? He did not help anybody. He troubled others.
Yes.
This is how actually the difference between Savakas, Pacheka Buddhas and Samadhi.
OK，
反正最低那种萨瓦格古典是什么？
萨瓦是第四，
他说是二四，
那是第四，
是一个大节是吗？
对
对。
但是所以说四十万个大节是很久很久很久了
啊！
四十万个大节的一个人。
十万个应该是十万
个。
那个长老说他没听过四十万的说法。
不是，我说那个什么圣隐
啊，对，就是说，
所以就是说比阿僧祇久的太久了。
这里边那个对，希腊的意思就是阿僧祇比那个比那什么小是零头而已。
对，
嗯、
所以就是说四十万个大劫就太久了，太久了。
嗯 ，OK。
수교대. 그리고 니바나 버전도.
아성치교와 교포의 149, 149대야. 그다음 149대야.